Joe Person covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking a little bit about the game on Sunday. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Pretty good, pretty good. So what can you tell us about Taylor Heinicke?
Yeah, Heinicke, like the beer, Heineken. He is, you know, he's a different kind of cat. He's not real big. He does make plays with his feet, or at least, you know, again, you guys know he's got a very small sample size. So a lot of what I'm telling you is kind of based on what I saw in the preseason where mm-hmm. he did get a lot of reps. But not afraid to kind of tuck it and run, kind of shifty, fast. He's got a big arm, you know. And he's unfortunately for the Panthers, he's had a few chances to show it off because three different times now in the second half of the season, he's had to come in and replace Cam Newton in Hail Mary situations. So, you know, he can get it down the field. It's going to be a tall task. I mean, look, the guy, I think he threw 9 passes last year. He was like a backup for the Texans. He got in a Week 17 game for the Texans when they were Deshaun Watson was hurt, and then T.J. Yates got hurt. And then poor Taylor Heinicke plays 9 reps in Week 17, and then he gets a concussion. So this is really his first shot that he's had since Old Dominion, and it'll be interesting to see how he handles it.
Talking with Joe Person of The Athletic. Joe, what happened in Carolina? I mean, we saw, you know, the game early in the season where the Falcons beat the Panthers, but then they went on a win streak. They were sitting at 6-2, and it has collapsed on them, not unlike it did on the Falcons, in 6 straight losses. Was it just Cam's shoulder, or were there additional things that led to this kind of all the hopes being dashed?
Yeah, well, okay, several different things. The last couple of games, definitely Cam's shoulder. He got progressively worse. He took a hit in the Tampa Bay game 3 weeks ago where you could see it on the replay. It really wasn't a hit by a defender. It was him landing awkwardly at the end of a run. Mm-hmm. But since that time, I mean, their offense is like, you know, it's Norv Turner trying to dink and dunk in 7 to 10 yard increments because Cam just couldn't get the ball down the field. Frankly, I wrote this yesterday in The Athletic. Taylor Heinicke should have been starting the Monday night game against the Saints at a minimum, and maybe should have started the last couple weeks, but he didn't. The Panthers lost. Prior to that, they were having trouble giving up big plays in the secondary. With their, you know, sort of youngish corners. One of them is a rookie, Dante Jackson. The other one, James Bradbury, third-year guy. But the real underlying problem with the defense has been lack of a consistent pass rush. They just kind of got old up front, mainly in the person of 38-year-old Julius Peppers. He went from an 11-sack season last year. I think he's got 4 this year. He just hadn't made much of an impact at all. Quarterbacks are having the time to throw, and that's exposing some of the warts on the back end.
So do you feel, with all that being said, that Coach Rivera is on the hot seat up there in Carolina?
Yeah, I do. I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion. Talking to people around the league and around the team, I don't know that the owner, David Tepper, who does know, is just in his first year. I don't know that he's made up his mind yet. And I don't think he came in. You know, a lot of new owners want to come in and put their stamp on things. I don't think he had his mind made up that that's what he was going to do. But, I mean, look, you said it. They may go from 6-2. No team in NFL history since they went to a 16-game schedule in 78, no team has gone from 6-2 and finished the year 6-10, and the Panthers are staring right down the barrel of that with 2 games left and starting a young, inexperienced quarterback. So that's what David Tepper, the owner, has to weigh. And I don't think it would just be Ron Rivera. I think the GM Marty Herney would be in trouble, and it would be a full house cleaning,
which would mean you'd have three teams in the end. We're talking with Joe Person of The Athletic about the Falcons and Carolina Panthers. Three teams that are going and are going major wholesale changes in some form or fashion after the season is over. The Falcons, the Carolina Panthers, and Tampa Bay, you know, all in the NFC South. After a year after, Joe, this division had three teams in the playoffs with double-digit wins.
It's a crazy league, man. It really is. You know, the Saints obviously have it going on right now. They're drafting of Kamara, and then, you know, before him, Michael Thomas. It's just sort of been the final pieces that Breeze needed. And I think it's worth saying their offensive line, the Saints' offensive line, is a lot better than some of the past versions and additions that we've seen. So, yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I didn't see this coming for the Panthers. I did not think they were a Super Bowl team by any stretch. But at 6-2, I thought they'd be a wild card team, kind of sort of like last year when they, as you said, they were 11-5, went lost to the Saints in the wild card round. But man, the wheels have fallen off, and I don't know how anyone, including myself, could think about picking them this weekend against the Falcons. I just don't see it.
Talking with Joe Person of The Athletic about the Panthers and Falcons on Sunday in a game that we had, you and I were talking about it early in the show, that we had circled here in Game 15 and said, man, what, Joe, this game is going to be so important, and look what it is for both teams. I almost wonder which team is more surprising sitting where they're at, the Panthers or the Falcons at this point. I guess maybe it's a push between the two, considering what their expectations were. You talk about the potential changes in Carolina. Let me ask you a question about Cam Newton. I mean, he's going to be 30 years old next year. Obviously, he's still fairly young as quarterbacks go. But as damaged as he's been with the concussions and now the shoulder and everything else that's going on, are we ever going to see, have we seen the best of Cam Newton, or is there a potential for kind of a rebirth?
You know, that's a great question. That's a story I'm kind of working on for The Athletic. It is absolutely possible that he is on the decline, and you hate to see that because this is the face of the franchise. The guy has really brought a whole different look to the NFL and to that position. And who knows? I mean, look, when we talked to him, I guess it was last week, he wasn't sure, at least publicly he was saying he wasn't sure if he would need surgery or not. But, they're going to do everything they can to try to get his shoulder back to health. And we've seen it go both ways. I mean, now Drew Brees was a younger man at the time, but remember, he had a huge shoulder rebuild. Reading the Sports Illustrated article a couple weeks ago, and they were quoting James Andrews, the renowned orthopedist, and he was saying it was like probably the worst shoulder operation or most extensive one he's ever done. And look at Brees all these many years later. So. And there are other counter examples too. Jack Pennington, the guy whose shoulder, same injury, I believe, as Cam Newton, rotator cuff, and he was never the same. So you hope for Cam's sake that this is not the beginning of the decline, but it's certainly a fair and reasonable question.
Yeah, another question in regards to the future too. Are the Panthers putting themselves in a tough spot with the voters? Because unless I'm wrong, Joe Person of The Athletic, unless I'm wrong, I think there's at least an intention to build a new stadium in Charlotte in order to get future Super Bowls, or am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I don't know that they'll do the new stadium, but you've got it. I know what you probably read. What they're going to do is a huge practice complex that includes retail, and much like Jerry Jones built outside of Dallas, Minnesota's done one up in the Vikings. Kind of the new wave now, like if you can imagine the Falcons putting in a bunch, like a team Hall of Fame and a brand new hotel and a bunch of restaurants and shops out at Flowery Branch. I think that's what David Tepper, the owner here of the Panthers, is intending to do of course, we're right near the South Carolina border. I think he's going to get some tax breaks from South Carolina politicians and do that, near Charlotte, out in the vicinity. Stadium-wise, I am quite sure he's going to make some major renovations there. but I don't know that it's going to be like a complete teardown and rebuild.
Yeah, I appreciate that update. Hey, Joe, I'm saying we look forward to the game on Sunday, but honestly, I'm not sure if we are. Well, we'll watch it.
I know, man. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. Listen, I appreciate you having me on, and have a great holiday.
Yeah, Merry Christmas
you as well.
To you as
Merry
well.
Christmas.
Take care, guys.
All righty, Joe Person of The Athletic. Hey, you want a Merry Christmas? How about a late stocking stuffer right now? 404-741-0929. Caller number 5 to 404-741-0929 is going to get a late stocking stuffer. Two tickets you can put in the stocking for the Hawks game against the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday. And if you're thinking about stocking stuffers, you could do this by getting to Hawks.com, printing out a couple of tickets, and then sticking them in the stocking for Wednesday night's game against the Indiana Pacers. You're going to have to pick them up today, by the way. So you got to be able to come on down here because offices are going to be closed, obviously. 404-741-0929. Hawks Pacers, two tickets right now to caller number 5. When we get back in a moment, AT's got a list asking us what the best stories in the nation were this year. Going to be an interesting conversation as we continue on the morning show. It is a Falcons Monday. Puff, listen to me. Good night. It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Holidays run everything together. I know that parts of town are stuck in awful, awful, awful traffic this morning, and I feel for you because of, the fatal on the south side and whatnot. And that ain't the only place. I get it for you. It is a Friday kind of getaway day. And you know, with Christmas being on a Tuesday, that usually means that, you know, you got today and tomorrow, maybe even Sunday, is bad travel days. So just be careful if you're on the highways and make sure you check before you go to the airport. We were talking about it this morning, you know, there's storms and there could be delays and whatnot. And be patient. I was at the airport yesterday picking up my mother-in-law, and there were people who were, you know, kind of, you know, as they get in airports, you a little bit anxious, a little bit, you know, rushing in this and that, and some testy times. It's like, you know, just, you know, okay, fine, you know, just relax. Everybody's going to get where they want to go. You know, it's the only place, you know what, about the airport, Hugh? It's the only place I hear anybody in Atlanta honk horns.
At the airport?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Because, you know, people are unloading or loading or trying to pick people up or whatever, and they double park and triple park and half park, and, you know, it's the only place I hear, you know. And now with the construction that's going on, that you talked about with that overhang that they're building.
I usually, when I go to the airport, I usually just park unless I'm going like a drop-off or a pickup, a quick
right.
pickup. But I usually just park. It just makes it so much easier.
Yeah, matter of fact, if you are going to the airport to pick somebody up, I wouldn't do the cell phone lot. I would just park in hourly parking. I know you may be a little bit more expensive, but once you get into that queue of going up and around, because remember there's construction, it might take you a good half an hour or more just to get to wherever you're going to go to from the you know, beginning of the queue all the way up and around. So just park and walk in, you know? I mean,
yeah, it's probably the easy thing to do.
And so we get to it. Some of the discussion this morning about football centering around the fact that you know, Justin Fields is going to apparently play in the Sugar Bowl, and Cam Newton apparently is not going to play anymore in the NFL this year. So who would have had that a couple of days ago? But that's where we sit on this Friday. I can't wait for the bowl games to mean something. Yeah, I'm arguing with somebody.
It means something to the kids that are playing them. I mean, because I watched a little bit of the chair bowl, whatever it was called last night, with USF and Marshall. Mm-hmm. Marshall, a little bit of that day. We're out there balling.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall was out there balling. So, yeah, the kids out there doing what they do. I mean, it's not the college football playoffs, but, I mean, it means something to the kids.
Yeah, matter of fact, I needed to find out. I saw the Stephen F. When I was in the airport yesterday, it just reminded me, I saw the Stephen F. Austin football team. And I'm trying to figure out, what are they going to a game or, I don't know. I have to look it up. The whole football team from Stephen F. Austin was there, and I was going, what are they doing in the airport? And they must be going to – are they playing in the title game? Far be it from me. I lose track of that stuff. See if I'm off some football. Let's see if I can find out what they were doing in the airport there. The
were they catching a connecting flight?
No, they were getting luggage. They were in the luggage retrieval area. And I thought, really? I mean, they're in Atlanta. They're not playing here because I know there's no game in town, right? So, I don't know. I'll just check on this, see where they're – what they're doing here. But the whole football team was there. All right, anyway, be that as it may, we get ready for the Falcons and the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. The Falcons are going to be going to Carolina now as favorites in the game. And they're favored because the line in Vegas went whoop and flipped when Cam Newton went out of the game.
Yeah, as it should, because Taylor Heineke was only throwing for like 46 yards. So it's one of those things where it would almost take a miracle for Carolina to pull this win out. Stranger things have happened, I know, but smart money's on the Falcons in this one, no question.
Yeah, the Falcons, of course, going to be playing against Taylor Heineke. He's 3 out of 5 for 56 yards in his career. Played at Collins Hill High, went to Old Dominion as a quarterback, has bounced around, I think, 4 teams, Hugh, in the NFL as a practice squad guy, and now he's going to get his chance. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe somebody who's seen him in practice could fill us in on how much game Taylor Heineke might have. He had a lot of game in college at Old Dominion. He was a pretty productive quarterback, but this isn't
college.
It's not college.
Boy, you about to light that cat up like a Christmas tree.
Joe Person covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline talking a little bit about the game on Sunday. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Pretty good, pretty good. So what can you tell us about Taylor Heineke? Heineke?
Yeah, Heineke. Like the beer, Heineken. He's a different kind of cat. He's not real big. He does make plays with his feet, or at least, you guys know he's got a very small sample size, so a lot of what I'm telling you is kind of based on what I saw in the preseason, where mm-hmm. he did get a lot of reps, but not afraid to kind of tuck it and run, kind of shifty, fast. He's got a big arm, and he's unfortunately for the Panthers, he's had a few chances to show it off, because 3 different times now in the second half of the season, he's had to come in and replace Cam Newton in Hail Mary situations. So, he can get it down the field. It's going to be a tall task. I mean, look, the guy, I think he threw 9 passes last year. He was like a backup for the Texans. He got in a Week 17 game for the Texans when they were Deshaun Watson was hurt, and then T.J. Yates got hurt, and then... Poor Taylor Heineke plays 9 reps in Week 17, and then he gets a concussion. So this is really his first shot that he's had since Old Dominion, and it'll be interesting to see how he handles it.
Talking with Joe Person of The Athletic. Joe, what happened in Carolina? I mean, we saw, the game early in the season where the Falcons beat the Panthers, but then they went on a win streak. They were sitting at 6-2, and it has collapsed on them, not unlike it did on the Falcons, in 6 straight losses. Was it just Cam's shoulder, or were there additional things that led to this kind of all the hopes being dashed?
Yeah, well, okay, several different things. The last couple of games, definitely Cam's shoulder. It got progressively worse. He took a hit in the Tampa Bay game 3 weeks ago where you could see it on the replay. It really wasn't a hit by a defender. It was him landing awkwardly at the end of a run. Mm-hmm. But since that time, I mean, their offense is like, it's North Turner trying to dink and dunk in 7 to 10 yard increments, because Cam just couldn't get the ball down the field. Frankly, I wrote this yesterday in The Athletic, Taylor Heineke should have been starting the Monday night game against the Saints at a minimum, and maybe should have started the last couple weeks. But he didn't. The Panthers lost. Prior to that, they were having trouble giving up big plays in the secondary with their, sort of youngish corners. One of them is a rookie, Dante Jackson. The other one, James Bradbury, third-year guy. But the real underlying problem with the defense has been lack of a consistent pass rush. They just kind of got old up front, mainly in the person of 38-year-old Julius Peppers. He went from an 11-sack season last year. I think he's got 4 this year. He just hadn't made much of an impact at all. Quarterbacks are having the time to throw, and that's exposing some of the warts on the back end.
So do you feel, with all that being said, that Coach Rivera is on the hot seat up there in Carolina?
Yeah, I do. I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion. Some of the people around the league and around the team, I don't know that the owner, David Tepper, who knows just in his first year, I don't know that he's made up his mind yet. And I don't think he came in. You know, a lot of new owners want to come in and put their stamp on things. I don't think he had his mind made up that that's what he was going to do. But, I mean, look, you said it. They may go from 6-2. No team in NFL history since they went to a 16-game schedule in 78, no team has gone from 6-2 and finished the year 6-10. And the Panthers are staring right down the barrel of that with two games left and starting a young, inexperienced quarterback. So that's what David Tepper, the owner, has to weigh. And I don't think it would just be Ron Rivera. I think the GM, Marty Herney, would be in trouble, and it would be a full house cleaning.
Which would mean you'd have three teams in the end. We're talking with Joe Person of The Athletic about the Falcons and Carolina Panthers. Three teams that are going and are going major wholesale changes in some former fashion after the season is over. The Falcons, the Carolina Panthers, and Tampa Bay, you know, all in the NFC South. After a year after, Joe, this division had three teams in the playoffs with double-digit wins.
It's a crazy league, man. It really is. You know, the Saints obviously have it going on right now. They're drafting of Kamara and then, you know, before him, Michael Thomas. It's just sort of been the final pieces that Breeze needed. And I think it's worth saying their offensive line, the Saints' offensive line, is a lot better than some of the past versions and additions that we've seen. So, yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I didn't see this coming for the Panthers. I did not think they were a Super Bowl team by any stretch. But at 6-2, I thought they'd be a wild card team, kind of like last year when they, as you said, they were 11-5, went lost to the Saints in the wild card round. But man, the wheels have fallen off, and I don't know how anyone, including myself, could think about picking them this weekend against the Falcons. I just don't see it.
Talking with Joe Person of The Athletic about the Panthers and Falcons on Sunday in a game that we had, you and I were talking about it early in the show, that we had circled here in Game 15 and said, man, what, Joe, this game is going to be so important, and look what it is for both teams. I almost wonder which team is more surprising sitting where they're at, the Panthers or the Falcons at this point. I guess maybe it's a push between the two, considering what their expectations were. You talk about the potential changes in Carolina. Let me ask you a question about Cam Newton. I mean, he's going to be 30 years old next year. Obviously, he's still fairly young as quarterbacks go. But as damaged as he's been with the concussions and now the shoulder and everything else that's going on, are we ever going to see, have we seen the best of Cam Newton, or is there a potential for kind of a rebirth?
You know, that's a great question. That's a story I'm kind of working on for The Athletic. It is absolutely possible that he is on the decline, and you hate to see that because this is the face of the franchise. The guy has really brought a whole different look to the NFL and to that position. And who knows? I mean, look, when we talked to him, I guess it was last week, he wasn't sure, at least publicly he was saying he wasn't sure if he would need surgery or not. But they're going to do everything they can to try to get his shoulder back to health. And we've seen it go both ways. I mean, now Drew Brees was a younger man at the time, but remember, he had a huge shoulder rebuild. Reading a Sports Illustrated article a couple weeks ago, and they were quoting James Andrews, the renowned orthopedist, and he was saying it was like probably the worst shoulder operation, the most extensive one he's ever done. And look at Brees all these many years later. So. And there are other counter examples too. Jack Pennington's a guy whose shoulder, same injury, I believe, as Cam Newton, rotator cuff, and he was never the same. So you hope for Cam's sake that this is not the beginning of the decline, but it's certainly a fair and reasonable question.
Yeah, another question in regards to the future too. Are the Panthers putting themselves in a tough spot with the voters, because unless I'm wrong, Joe Person of The Athletic, unless I'm wrong, I think there's at least an intention to build a new stadium in Charlotte in order to get future Super Bowls, or am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I don't know that they'll do the new stadium. But you've got to. I know what you probably read. What they're going to do is a huge practice complex that includes retail and much like Jerry Jones built outside of Dallas. Minnesota's done one up in the Vikings. Kind of the new wave now. Like if you can imagine the Falcons putting in a bunch, like a team Hall of Fame and a brand new hotel and a bunch of restaurants and shops out at Flowery Branch. I think that's what David Tepper, the owner here of the Panthers, is intending to do. Of course, we're right near the South Carolina border. I think he's going to get some tax breaks from South Carolina politicians and do that, you know, near Charlotte, out in the vicinity. Stadium-wise, I am quite sure he's going to make some major renovations there, but I don't know that it's going to be like a complete tear-down and rebuild.
Yeah, I appreciate that update. Hey, Joe, I'm saying we look forward to the game on Sunday, but honestly, I'm not sure if we are. Well, we'll watch it.
I know, man. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. Listen, I appreciate you having me on. And have a great holiday.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Merry Christmas.
Take care, guys.
All righty, Joe Person of The Athletic. Hey, you want a Merry Christmas? How about a late stocking stuffer right now? 404-741-0929. Caller number 5 to 404-741-0929 is going to get a late stocking stuffer. 2 tickets you can put in the stocking for the Hawks game against the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday. And if you're thinking about stocking stuffers, you could do this by getting to Hawks.com, printing out a couple of tickets, and then sticking them in the stocking for Wednesday night's game against the Indiana Pacers. You're going to have to pick them up today, by the way. So you got to be able to come on down here because offices are going to be closed, obviously. 404-741-0929. Hawks Pacers, 2 tickets right now to caller number 5. When we get back in a moment, AT's got a list asking us what the best stories in the nation were this year. Going to be an interesting conversation as we continue on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Prilosec OTC. Kick your antacid habit with Prilosec OTC. One of America's finest athletes of recent vintage, swimmer Missy Franklin, announced her retirement in a touching 1,800-word letter posted this week on ESPN.
Games for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Redskins against the Titans, that'll begin with a coverage at 4 o'clock. And then the Ravens and Chargers will also be tomorrow with the game starting on coverage at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's actually where we're going to begin our pick six, where Chalk is continuing to tear it up.
Dominate.
Yeah, I know. He's dominating, isn't he, Wendy?
He is dominating. So the standings after week 16, AT is in first, 71-28. Daryl is behind him, 61-35. Hugh, you and John are tied for third at 54-40. And I, of course, am, you know, coveting my last place spot, 57-42. Yeek. That's why I play fantasy football and not picks.
And you're pretty good at fantasy football,
I understand. Yes, I'm in the championship game.
Oh, there you go.
So at least I'm good at one thing. Picks, not so much.
Bring home the gold.
All right, let's get into it. Let's begin with the two Saturday games. You're last. When do you get to go first here? The Redskins at the Titans in Nashville, and I don't know what to make of the Redskins. I mean, I don't know. Who's their quarterback, Hugh? Is it butt fumble?
No, it's not butt fumble. It's somebody who won his first NFL game off the street last
Josh
week.
Josh something.
Yeah, Josh.
Oh, Josh Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Up against the Titans in Nashville, who do you like in the game?
I think the Titans are on a roll, and I really like them to get a playoff spot, so I'm picking the Tennessee Titans in this game.
Arthur, you are chalk. Titans are favored over the Redskins. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm never picking the Redskins. Yeah, that's hate.
Okay.
Titans.
The Redskins and Titans, Daryl.
I'll go with the Skins.
All right. That's 1 for the Redskins, 2 for the Titans. Hugh?
Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Titans, too. I just think that at home, I think the Redskins are dead team walking, and, you know, once they lost Alex Smith and everything else that's gone on with them.
Well, and especially since the Titans had the best celebration of the week last week. Did you see that? They did the Remember the Titans routine.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. I did see that.
It was pretty amazing.
The late game, of course, again on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Very interesting game at the soccer stadium in Carson, California, where the Baltimore Ravens go in And they're a team that has been, you know, saving John Harbaugh's job against a team that suddenly become kind of the flavor of the month in Los Angeles. The hotter team in Los Angeles is not the Rams. It may be the Chargers. Ravens or Chargers, who do you like?
And I really do like the Bolts. I'm really rooting for them to go far, if not make a Super Bowl appearance, especially for Phillip Rivers, who's had amazing seasons in the past and is having a great one this year. So I am going with the Chargers.
Jock, who do you like here? Ravens and Chargers. Interesting game, that defense of the Ravens going up against Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen and that attack, you know, with Mike Williams.
No, you're absolutely right, because I initially had the Ravens down, and this is going to anger my son, who's a big Ravens fan. But once I saw that Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon were back and scheduled to play, and the game's in Los Angeles, I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah, it's hardly a home field advantage though, Darrell Carson. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Chargers.
Yeah. Do you like the Chargers or the Ravens in this one? Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. I think that the Chargers home is a relative term, but they are. I think they're the hot team right now, and I think they feel Anthony Lynn has gone from get him out of here to suddenly maybe coach of the year in the NFL.
Well, L.A. loves winners, and the Chargers are winning, so maybe they'll have more of a fan base show up this weekend.
We're doing our pick six segment here where we're picking the NFL games of the week. Next game up, we move to the Sunday games. The Houston Texans, what a story the Houston Texans have been this year. Going to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Eagles coming off that huge win last week with Nick Foles back at center. So, Wendy, the Texans and the Eagles, intriguing game.
I mean, I know it's in Philadelphia, but I love the Texans in this game, winning eight straight. I know they lost one, but they got back on the winning side last week. So I am picking the Houston Texans to beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Chuck, who do you like? Houston, Texans, Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt going in to face Nick Foles and company.
Eagles.
Oh, you know what? I should do this. Go ahead, Darrell. Who do you like in this game?
I would like Philly.
Hugh, I dare to ask who you're going to take, but I'm kind of getting.
Oh, Johnny, don't ask no silly questions. You know I'm taking the Eagles in this game.
Yeah, I'm intending to take the Eagles too. One of the things I wanted to do here, I think Philadelphia is. I actually think Philadelphia is the most dangerous team in the NFC, not named the Saints. Because they are the defending champions. They've got Nick Foles back.
They have the momentum, and their team actually did a shrine. I think it was Chris Long who put a shrine in his locker for Nick Foles. So there's a couple candles lit and pictures of Nick Foles, Nick Foles' book that he wrote right after the Super Bowl. So Chris Long has a shrine
for
him.
Don't worry. We'll extinguish that.
Interesting game with Kansas City.
Got to beat the team twice.
The Chiefs go into Seattle. Very difficult place to play, 12th man and all.
I picked
the Eagles, correct. The Chiefs go to Seattle, 12th man and all, and the Chiefs do so again without Kareem Hunt, but they managed to get the sidearm slinger doing his thing. So how do you like this used to be a division game at one time before a long time ago when Seattle switched from the AFC to the NFC. Chiefs at the Seahawks, who do you like?
I know the Chiefs' defense is kind of wonky, but I think they're going to put up more points than Seattle is going to put up, so I'm going with Pat Mahomes and his Chiefs.
All right, Chalk, Chiefs going to Seattle. Difficult place to play, and a tough Seattle team has been playing better the last month.
No doubt, and if the computer wasn't as slow as it is right now, I was checking to see what the weather is going to be like, because that always plays a factor this time of the year.
All right, well, hang on. That's fair enough. Let me check.
Look at AT making them conscious picks, picking the weather.
That's why I'm on top.
Showers of 47 in Seattle.
Oh, I'm going with Seattle.
I was going to take Seattle also.
You?
Me. Seattle.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs to go on the road and win this game and prove to a lot of people they can win and the Kareem Hunt thing is behind them. Really, really intriguing game. Now, I know what Chalk is going to take. He's going to take Chalk, plus he's Chalk.
Really? You know who I'm going to pick?
Yeah, I know. But the Steelers at the Saints, we were talking about this game earlier. Big Ben, Cam Jordan yakking at him. You know, you don't know which Steelers team you're going to quite get, and they go down there to face this Saints team. Wendy, who do you like, Steelers or the Saints?
Again, I've been picking with my heart all season, so going with my heart, because I might as well stay consistent with that. I've picked the Saints, I believe, one time this season, so I'm picking the Steelers.
Consistently wrong.
That's fine.
I will be in the house, and I'm going to text you all day. I will be there Sunday.
That's awesome.
Who are you taking, Arthur?
Need you ask?
Yeah, you have to say it.
Who that nation?
All right, you have to speak English.
Okay, Mr. The Saints.
Daryl?
The Saints.
You?
Who is it now?
Saints and Steelers.
You're almost there. We're almost done with your first day back.
Yeah, I kind of zoned out. I'll take the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Northern Saints as well at home against the Steelers. And hopefully, if that is a neutral site game at some point, Big Ben can get some revenge. All right, Falcons and Panthers, Wendy, who do you like?
ATL all day long.
AT, who do you like?
Atlanta.
Daryl?
Atlanta.
Taking a long time.
Falcons. Yeah, Falcons. This is going to be a Falcons sweep. Falcons ought to win this game by 3 touchdowns now.
John, they just want to win the game. You're putting lofty expectations on the team.
Heineken light at quarterback.
You got to put lofty expectations on the team. I know they should, but just win. That defense is no slouch. I know that we were talking about earlier, they got old all of a sudden. They still ain't no slouch, though. So just win. Score more points than they do.
Falcons Friday, coming up top of the hour. Rick and John getting ready to do their thing as we roll to weekend football with the Falcons on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.